This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Keon's his hardest critic, right? And I love that about him. I don't want to pigeonhole him to say, like, hey, this is what he has to do, and if he doesn't do this, he's not taking a step. Like, I have so much confidence in Keon. Maybe I'm clearly higher on how Keon played last year based off some of the questions I've gotten. But I love his approach, his mindset. He goes out there again. Once the pads come on, that's when I believe truly wide receiver play happens. The physicality element, when DBs have their hands on you, being able to make the plays. But I love Keon's approach. He's one of the smartest wide receivers we have.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady on Keon Coleman. Good morning. Here at training camp at St. John Fisher. It's a nice, pleasant day right now. The clouds are out. It's not as hot yet as it was yesterday. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this morning. And Matt Perino sitting down with us, took the walk over. Gave him an extra hour to sleep in from when we asked Matt Beauvais to come in yesterday. Went out for some wings last night.
We went out to wings, but it was so busy at Barbell decided, you know, John Scott, he's not a very patient man. So, no. You know, we were sitting there waiting for some food, and we ended up going somewhere else. But it was a really cool event. Sal and Matt, we wanted to go out and support a little bit. Yep. They had a great job. And it's so funny. I was talking to I met a fan. Her name was Kim. And she's like, this is so cool that every time this year we came last year, it's like – all the Bills reporters come together at this at one thing, and it's like, it's cool to just go around and just talk about the Bills to all these different people, and it's always cool, and I was glad to go out.
Love it, man. Thank you for the support. We love that, and we support you as well. You got a lot going out with the Shout podcast. You guys are going to take it on location as well. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we'll be at Dorado on August 7th. Okay. And nice. So what we do every year is, you know, Wing Nuts, we do the monthly event there back in Buffalo. Yep. They'll actually bring up a pop-up event,
Ooh,
and they'll cook like 2,000 wings for the day. They'll open it like noon and do it all the way almost through close.
1,000 wings.
Yeah, it's crazy. The first year they did like 1,000 and they ran out, so they had to run to like Wegmans or wherever and try to pick up some more. So now they're coming fully stocked. So we'll do that on August 7th. That'll be like a camp wrap-up show.
All right. When they cook 2,000 wings, are they just going like normal flavors? Do they mix it up?
It's normal flavors, but they got all of them. Like, so they're
doing a little of everything.
They're doing a little of everything. Their signature sauce is what they're really known for, but they're going they got the full gambit.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Shout podcast that you do with Ryan Talbot, and knowing you were coming on this morning, I'm like, let me check out what they were talking about yesterday. And you guys were talking about a name that I had never heard of before. Or, like, maybe I don't know the 80th through 90th guys on the roster as well as I could, because Paris Shand was the guy you guys were talking about yesterday.
Yeah. So I shared a clip on my Twitter account or X account, whatever, and Ryan is known for his dad jokes.
Uh-huh.
So he said after the first 2 days of practice, we should probably give Paris a Shand.
Uh-huh.
And started clapping like this. And I'm like, okay, Ryan, relax.
Brutal.
But no, Paris Paris Shand is a guy that the pads aren't on yet, right? Like, so we got to be careful with overreacting to a couple of days where this really puts guys in position that are fast off the line to really have some success, I think. But 2 days in a row, undrafted free agent, played at LSU. I think that it's at the very least worth noting that he's having some real success against the second and third team. And then yesterday, because A.J. Epenesa goes out during practice, he ends up getting a first team rep and beat, I think it was Deion Dawkins. I mean, I was on the other side. Okay. I couldn't kind of see through all of the commotion. But he's had a really good start to camp. So now, at the very least, he's got to be one of these guys that a lot of people don't know about that has to jump onto the radar.
And as you mentioned, pads aren't on yet. And that's where it's kind of tough because yesterday I'm out there and, like, Deion Walker looks noticeable. But how much stock can you take in it when the pads aren't on yet? You know, like, and that will happen, what, in probably about a week or so? So
people have asked me in the bullpen today, the chat box, we call it the bullpen, about pads. And I will say, we don't know definitively.
Yeah.
Usually, my guess is, Matt, maybe Monday, because I think they like to go this first round and then maybe get their legs back under them on Sunday when they get back. But I'm not totally positive on that.
Yeah. So who has stood out to you while we're on the defense? And this could still be the linemen. We just mentioned the pads haven't come on. Hairston, maybe a little bit of a story early on, especially in day one. But who have you liked otherwise, other than Paris Shand?
Yeah, you mentioned Deion Walker. And I think just from a size profile, the math's changed for me just based on talking to him Wednesday and knowing how ready he feels physically, because that was the big question mark with him. Like, how much was that back injury that he played through last? It was a stress fracture in his back at 331 pounds. Mm-hmm. That gets you a little bit worried about, like, all right, maybe you want to take it very, very slow. But he said the last 6 weeks they've been doing nothing but core and glute exercises to get him ready for the grind of training camp. He's looked outstanding. And again, making plays on the first team. If guys are making plays on the third team against, you know, Mike Edwards and some of the other interior offensive linemen or, you know, Travis Clayton, who is a former rugby player, that's a little bit different because, you know, the level, there's levels to this. Walker's done it against anybody he's gone up against through the first 2 days of training camp. And just the size profile, like, this guy could be a difference maker. I was banging the table for years that I thought the Bills should go out and find somebody that can be a difference maker from just a matchup perspective. And that's what I think he could be. And you don't have to ask him to play 50% of the snaps. This could be a 20 to 25% of the snaps type of player that could come in and give you immediate juice. And then you allow some of the, I say smaller guys, they're still pretty big, TJ Sanders, Larry Ogunjobi, Dwayne Carter. These guys are flying around as well the first 2 days. I think Dwayne Carter's looked absolutely outstanding through 2 days of practice.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about the size of Deion Walker, right? I mean, like, it just stands out to you when you see him out on the field, right? One thing we were talking about, Matt, and what do you think the Bills' best course of action here is with how to divvy up the reps in preseason? With Hoyt and Ogunjobi suspended, you have the philosophy of, hey, they got to get their time in now, and we'll kind of take some time off the other guys because they're not going to be around for 6 weeks. But at the same time, we got to get these young guys ready to play. They got to get reps in the preseason. If they play, then Hoyt and Ogunjobi don't. Then when they come back in after week six, they haven't really done anything.
Right. I still don't think you want to get them their reps, but I don't think Ogunjobi is a guy. He's a plug-and-play guy. I think that if he's out for the first 6 weeks as a veteran, I'm not super concerned about fitting him back in. And Hoyt seems like a dude that just eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Like, I don't think you're going to have a problem getting him back into the mix once he comes back, and they'll do their own things to stay ready. I think the priority should be the guys that are going to play from the jump because there's no off day to start. Like, you got Baltimore Ravens week one. Like, you need TJ Sanders, Dwayne Carter, and Deion Walker to be ready to go because they're going to very likely play significant roles. You know, Landon Jackson on the outside, what are you going to do with him? What kind of packages are you going to put him out there in? Are you going to rely upon Epenesa and Rousseau? Is Joey Bosa going to be a little bit of a, you know, splash player where you're not playing him a ton? Well, if that's the case, you're going to need a Javon Solomon year two or a Landon Jackson in year one to play a pretty prominent role on the edge. I don't think you can mess around with that. I think you got to get them ready to go in the preseason so that, you know, your first priority's got to be out of the gate, winning as many games as you can through those first six games while they're not there.
Yeah, that week one game you really could put anything in this context of how important that game is. If you care about the one seed, I very much do, and I think this team does, that game is the other team. You're the co-favorites right now to win the AFC, and that team you play in week one is the other co-favorite. And if you win that game, it really is it's the equal of a two-game lead for the entire season. Like, you start ahead. And what's Baltimore probably going to do to you? If I'm Baltimore and I'm looking at, okay, the two veterans they signed unavailable to start the year, I got Derrick Henry, I got this offensive line that I like, what am I going to do? I'm probably going to test those young defensive linemen with my run game, which last year was statistically one of the best run games we've ever seen.
And with Lamar, like, you probably are going to spend that last preseason game in a weird way starting a game plan. Like, I'll be interested to see, like, what, you know, I don't know how much Sean would reveal about this, but, like, most of the time you go through the preseason, you're not, like, game planning per se, but, like, you're going to be starting to get those guys ready from a mental perspective to deal with Lamar Jackson, whether it be in a practice setting, whether it be in how you deploy them in the game. And I don't know if you can really mimic that. Who are they playing? The Tampa Bay Bucks? I don't know who their backup quarterbacks are.
Not sure.
I don't think Baker Mayfield will play in that game. But I think it's just about getting those guys ready. And you're right. It's going to be a huge game, and it's one that the Ravens have circled on their calendar already, right? We saw some of the commentary coming out of that camp about that they felt like they should have won that game, right? Like, they felt like they outplayed them, and I think that there's going to be a lot of emotion in that game. Is it a Sunday night game?
Sunday night game to start week one, yeah. Kyle Trask, by the way, is the backup quarterback. I do not believe he's the guy that you want for those types of looks. On the offensive side of the ball, Keon Coleman threw 2 days. Would you describe it as up and down? He didn't make a catch in day one. I don't know if that means he had a bad day. But yesterday, he certainly made a couple of plays that were noticeable over the middle of the field.
I think the context that you have to have when you think about his first day was that Christian Benford was just in his bag, right? Like, he was flying around. He was just draped on Keon Coleman for that entire practice. And to get a fresh, healthy, and energetic Christian Benford out of the gates, I'm not really going to kill the guy for struggling to come up with a couple catches. What I really thought about yesterday was his ability to flush that day, come back very first play in 7-on-7, Josh Allen throws it to Keon Coleman, almost like a statement like, we're going to get you going today. Like, this is your, you know, because in a lot of ways, I know that Keon Coleman isn't, like, talked about as, like, wide receiver one necessarily, but he is, right? Like, he is the biggest...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Acquisition from a draft perspective for the Bills on the roster right now. And I think in a lot of ways, they need him to be wide receiver one, whether that means playing off of Josh Palmer, if Josh Palmer might be 1A and he's 1B, however you want to, like, you know, figure that out. I think Keon Coleman yesterday made a couple of plays where he showed some separation. I think the Bills defensively were doing a few things differently. Mm-hmm. Can't get too much into that. But, like, he won where he was supposed to win. He was physical. I thought his footwork yesterday was really good. There was one play where he put his foot in the ground on a quick comeback route and just dropped Trey White where he stood because it was such a good move, comes back, and it's an easy catch. Those are where Keon Coleman, I think, is going to make his money because I want to see more from him after the catch this season.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's physical. He can run after the catch, and he's not super fast, but I think that's where he gets his competitive spirit takes over. I think he could be a little bit more of a rack player than even he was last year.
And I saw a little bit of that yesterday, that 25-yard catch downfield. He's crossing over, then he took it, and I tweeted out a play he made, a catch he made in the warm-up period where he caught the ball, stuck his foot in the ground, and went upfield, right? That's the kind of thing you need from that guy. I agree with you. Were you over there for James Cook? Were you at the press? Okay, what I just want to make sure first. What did you think about what he said about being here but still wanting to get paid, where he views himself in the league?
It's the thing we were saying in the whole lead-up to this thing, and is that, like, nobody that covers this team locally ever thought that he was not going to be here for training camp. He said as much.
Right.
And I think you can have two things at play. I think you could want a new contract and also want to try to go win a Super Bowl in a contract year where, you know, this might be the best opportunity James Cook has to win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't think that that's lost on him. If he signs a contract elsewhere after this season, depending on where he goes, I mean, maybe the Carolina Panthers are willing to give him $15 million per season. I got to tell you, you're probably not competing for a championship anytime soon. So I think that like juggling those two things has been a challenge, but at the same time, there's been a level of maturity with the way that he's handled it, which is interesting to say because I think you could argue early in the offseason with the cryptic posts and all that, that maybe there was a lack of maturity. But I just think that's a product of the times.
Yeah.
Like, your representatives, his brother went through his own contract battles, and I'd imagine he's in his ear a little bit. Every interaction I've ever had with James Cook has been positive. I think he's a great dude. He doesn't say a lot, but he's loved in the locker room. I think he's punched in for work. He's ready to go chase a championship, and you'll see where the cards, you know, where the dice fall, I guess, after the season. And the other thing is, I've said all along, I don't expect a deal to get done before the season because I just do think that they're that far apart. But I do think, like, this pulls on your heartstrings a little bit from an organizational perspective, knowing how much he wants that deal and how much he's willing to be here and do it and the things that he's saying and the way that he's going about it. I almost think that can earn you a couple million, I guess, on the negotiating table in a way, because in the locker room, like hearing Deion talk about him yesterday too, these guys are just all about James Cook. Joe Brady as well. I don't think there's a bigger advocate for James Cook than Joe Brady.
Do you buy into what he said yesterday about playing more on third downs? He not just said that he wants to, he said that he will play more on third downs. You also have a running back that Josh Allen called last year in Ty Johnson one of the best third down running backs in the league, and he made plays all throughout the year. The Denver catch is still incredible. Do you buy that Cook will have an expanded role in the offense in general, and that maybe third downs would be the place that would happen?
I think he does have to have an expanded role in that area, because you can't be in a situation where games on the line in the playoffs against the Chiefs, and he's been your best player all game, and then he doesn't sniff the field on the final drive. Like, from an organizational perspective, like, you need to fix that. Like, what that means, getting to a place where you can trust him to be out there, or, you know, getting or just allowing him to be out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I think what he's saying is, we're not going to be in that situation again because I'm going to demand to be out there. And I don't hate that from him, because I think you want your best players on the field in those big moments, especially from a pass catching perspective. Like, he wasn't as, I don't want to say good, he wasn't as productive as a receiver last year as I probably would have projected in training camp, based on everything that they said when they drafted him. And I think that there's, you know, the drops were an issue at times in his first two seasons, and I don't know if they dialed it back from that perspective, but that could be another thing that vaults him into more third down opportunities is, hey, can we trust you to catch the ball when it's thrown to you?
Right.
You wonder how much time he spent working on that this offseason.
Right. 2 years ago, it was a big problem. Yeah. Last year, not as much, so maybe it's now just if you could trust him in pass protection, maybe that's all he really needs to do at this point in time. Hulk Hogan fan at all? Wrestling fan at all? We know you're a big UFC guy, obviously.
Right.
We talked a little bit about him before you came on. He would be, I mean, you're a wrestling fan, you said, like, late 90s.
Well, so
he's back for a little bit at that point, right? That's the era that I kind of forgot even existed until yesterday.
So I started watching it, like, at, like, Monday Night Raw in that time. Like, when I was a kid, I'd do, like, sleepovers at my aunt's house. And
yeah.
We'd go to, like, Blockbuster Video, and we'd pick up, like, SummerSlam and WrestleMania. And I was,
on what? Wait, on VHS?
VHS, yeah.
That was a thing?
Yes, yeah.
They would put, like, the pay-per-views out on VHS?
Yes, they would come out, like, months after they were out.
I did not know that
happened.
You'd
have to go and rent them, and they'd be,
there
like, if you didn't watch the pay-per-view, the only way to ever see it would be, like, 3 months later when it came out for rental or VHS. And what's funny about that, think about it now. There's a pay-per-view, Roman Reigns fights John Cena, whatever the example is, and you are literally getting instantaneous clips of it on your phone, on TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
Yep.
And back then, like, you would have no concept of what even happened because you would have to wait for it unless you had seen it on pay-per-view. And my dad wasn't getting it on pay-per-view back in the day. But Hogan's interesting because, like, he was an icon, right? Like, he changed sports entertainment. Like, he became a figure like few figures that we've ever had, crossed over into movies. I mean, he like was a pioneer for all these modern, like The Rock and John Cena and all these guys that have gone on to do movies. Like, he was the guy that did it first. I mean, what was his movies back in the day? Was it like Mr. Nanny or something like that?
I think Hulk that's Hogan? The name. Oh, maybe.
He was in a couple movies. He did something with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was in Rocky.
Well, we were talking about Rocky III, Thunder Lips. That was my first introduction to Hulk. I mean, I'm 9 at the time, 1982.
He was in way more movies than I thought. He was in a movie called The Ultimate Weapon.
He's probably got, like, a lot of cameos, though, in those movies, right?
Mr. Nanny, 1993.
Mr. Nanny. But he shows up in Rocky, and, I mean, I knew him as Thunder Lips, and then I didn't realize he was this big wrestler. I'm young. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden his profile just exploded on the scene, right? No doubt about it.
And, like, he had, from a wrestling perspective, like, he did what everybody wanted John Cena to do his whole career by turning heel, right? Like with the NWO and in WCW when he left WWE, WWF back in the day. And he was, I mean, that is one of the, you know, top moments in the history of the business that probably changed the direction of the business in a lot of ways. So he's like, I don't think that you could really sit. Now, he's a very we talked about it. He's a very complicated guy. I mean, he's had some
racism on tape. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it really clouds how you view a person. But in terms of just like the wrestling impact and like what he meant in that world, I would say he would be the GOAT probably, right? Like, In wrestling, I mean, you can make an argument for some other guys.
He's probably all time the most famous wrestler.
Yeah,
and I think more people know his name, I would say, than probably any other wrestler.
I mean, I know another legacy that we could talk a lot about in a lot of different ways, but I think the two people who maybe have done the most for wrestling are Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Really, when you think about where wrestling is today.
Right, and people often ask me about like MMA and UFC. It's like, I feel like WWE is kind of adjacent to that. I mean, you had the steroid scandal and like back in the 90s or whatever. And, you know, it's very much the fight business is a rough business. I mean, there's a lot of interesting figures. And I would imagine wrestling is kind of the same way. I mean, listen, the guy that we've talked about the other day, John Jones, is one of the most like polarizing, like mainstays in MMA that we've ever had. Conor McGregor, the stuff going on with him right now, like it's it's a different world. It's a different world, and but Hulk Hogan dominated it.
Yep. Matt Perino, NewYorkUpstate.com, The Shout, Buffalo Football Podcast. You can check that out, and he'll have coverage obviously throughout camp. And then one more time, the live event is what date?
August 7th. Yep. Dorado.
Be there.
Park Ave. Have you been to Park Ave? When you've been in town?
I don't think I have.
It's great, man. It's kind of like a Elmwood Village type of deal. And they got a bunch of bars, and we set up the speaker, and you can almost hear it wherever you are on Park Ave. So it's like, just come down to Park Ave. It's a Thursday night. It'll be a party.
Okay.
Cool.
No, that is a Elmwood area. I was at a wedding in Rochester last month, and we went out to brunch, and I think it might have been on Park Ave. And that's like the first thing I said. Like, this is like the Elmwood
Village. And that's the camp wrap-up.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Camp wrap-up show.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Parrino, check him out. And on the Shout Football Podcast, when we come back, Aaron Rodgers had a claim about how many teams can win the Super Bowl. And I want to go through that.
And I got something for you. You triggered something for me. You said you learned about a Bills player you didn't even know about or something, right?
Yeah, Paris Shand.
I've created a list. We used to do this back in the day with Jeremy. I have a list of about 10 names that you're going to have to tell me if they are a current Bills player or not.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. This is going to be bad.
We're going to do this when we come back.
Real, gonna, real, or oh, yeah. old Bill, or not,
no,
not fake not Bill? Even, it'd be a former
no,
Bill.
Not even former. I have a list of people, real people's names in this world, and you have to tell me if they're currently on the Bills roster or not.
All right, let's do that when we come back here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.